Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Important question for the balds out there. It's got to be every game, right?
Yeah, every game day. Every game day.
But then in between, will you let it get a little bit?
Yeah, a little stubble.
Yeah, see, I messed up and didn't do it today, but
he's laughing at you.
I'm not nearly as important. Well, look, he's over there. He's going to come on late and do whatever he does. If he ate a steak, he got here late. Don't worry about him. Congratulations. A tremendous fight tonight. We look forward to seeing you in your place on Monday night.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, indeed. Thanks so much.
And that was Scott with Alex Caruso on Friday night after Game 5. Who was he asking about? Was that Steve he was asking about? Who are you referencing there at the end? Do we have Scott?
We do.
I can't hear him. You there?
You can't hear me?
I got you now.
Yeah, no. I was talking about Stanford Steve, who is waiting in the wings to come on. And he knows Alex as well. So that goes back years where I didn't try to shame Alex. I just explained to him we all arrive at this place on our own, meaning shaving your head. And he was a little late to the party, but he got here, and we were just comparing notes there. Very important journalism there late in the interview.
Yes, it was at the very end, but I've told you this, you know. You're at these NBA Finals games live, which I think is new. You haven't done this in the last few years, correct?
No, this is the first time.
And I think these interviews, you had Halliburton on, you had SGA on after Game 2. I think it was Game 2. You had Caruso on. You had Aaron Wiggins on. I think that they're really... I've told you this. I'm not, you know, whatever. I'm not exactly objective when it comes to things Scott does, but I think they're really good. And I'm wondering if you think being there in person makes a huge difference.
No question. The whole reason that we did this was for those conversations, Kevin, because the difference that you have in a conversation when you're face to face with somebody, as opposed to just sort of this, you know, this voice in the ether when they're staring into a camera, is different. And other than Wiggins, who I'd met at Maryland, like I'd never met any of these people face to face. Where would I have ever seen them? And so just the ability to be in the building, to sit face to face, and I've really enjoyed the conversations just because I think, I don't know, I tend to have a different sort of a conversation. The way I go about it is not as formal, I don't think. You know, it's not like like formal dancing where I do the two steps and then you answer and then I do. And you know what I'm saying? I feel like 100%. It's way more kind of more free flowing. And so it's a whole bunch of travel. We're going to get on a plane here in a little bit, go to Oklahoma City. But, you know, so be it. It's great fun.
You know, I said something last week, and I forget if I've mentioned this to you or not. Oklahoma City's a very young team, but every single interview I've watched with anybody, including those with you, they come off as a very mature group, or maybe it's just that they are very good interviews. Jalen Williams is a good interview. SGA is a good interview. I think Holmgren is actually somewhat thoughtful. Caruso is great. Have you sensed the same thing?
1,000%. And it goes back to Presti, the way everyone has explained it to me. They're looking for a specific kind of person. Player, sure, that if you can, I mean, Kevin, I think you and I are lovely folks, but I don't think they want either of us in a late game scenario on the floor taking a shot. We're probably not super helpful. But they're looking for excellent players, but who fit a certain kind of mental DNA. And every one of them has told me over and over again that this camaraderie that you see, this connection that you see is a real thing, to the point that, you know, on off nights when other games were going on and it was, you know, before they reached the finals, as guys are hanging out together at night, you know, like, you know, you work with people, but then you might like them fine at work. But then like when the 5 o'clock hits, you're going to go your way and I'm going to go mine. I'll see you tomorrow at work. Well, these guys are really together a lot. And so, no, I don't, it's not like they're performative. It's not like they're just really good at the Q&A. That's just kind of, I think, how they're constructed. And it's been really, really impressive. But I'd be quick to add that Indiana has had a very sort of similar approach and how they've tried to look for certain people and how Pascal Siakam has fit in and how, you know, they're an awfully connected and mature bunch as well. Halliburton, I've been just so impressed with his whole constitution. So, I don't know, I feel like this is a wonderful kind of a couple weeks period for the NBA to have brand new teams and stars, you know, on the stage, because one of them is going to win and could be part of a big part of the future of the league.
You know how much I've enjoyed this so far. I can't wait for tonight. You've been there for all four games. Just describe the intensity of these games and the physicality, if that's even a word. There's just something that is popping when you watch it on TV that just speaks to kind of the highest levels of sort of urgent competition. You've been there for the four games. What's it been like?
Yep. Unreal. Unreal. And the atmospheres in both Indiana, I mean, what's the line about Indiana? You know, in 49 states, it's just basketball, but this is Indiana, right? Like it matters so much to that state. And then in Oklahoma City, it's the only game in town, right? And so the atmospheres, I think, fuel it. But then the fact that there's so little separation, but other than game two, where Oklahoma City just largely kept the Pacers at bay, that both games in Indiana were insane levels of just back and forth, and you can't put Oklahoma City down, but then the Pacers aren't going to just blink if they lose a lead. And unfortunately, the last sort of 30 seconds on Friday night turned into this wild sequence of intentional fouling and Mathurin missing free throws, and it took so much of the edge off of what had been yet another incredibly intense physical battle that the end felt flat, which was unfortunate because the game up until that last sort of 30 seconds was just as you describe it.
Well, it did get it to an Oklahoma City half-point cover with some of those missed free throws and
wild.
Some of
that
those
was,
calls.
That was a pretty excruciating beat if you're on the home team, because they were never not the right side until there were zeros on the clock, which, as you and I know, that's really the only time it matters.
It only matters then. But I talked about it earlier in the show that, like game one, different in terms of the way it played out, but I never thought for pretty much the majority of the game that Indiana wouldn't win. And in fact, at one point during the game, I said to Corbin, I'm like, I think Oklahoma City's done. I think this is it. And I was shocked by that because I really thought Oklahoma City was the better team coming in, but it didn't end up that way on Friday night. Why?
No. Halliburton finally made a shot. Like I saw it, and I asked Doris Burke about this afterwards. You know, we tend to, at the end of a game,
look at SGA knocked down that three you're talking about.
Yes, Gilgeous-Alexander hit a three late to cut. I beg your pardon. Thank you.
Yep.
Cut the lead from 4-1.
Yep.
And then he hit a bucket that gave him the lead, where, you know, he extends that arm and then he took three steps. You know, I felt like you could have called anything there, and nothing was called. Indiana people were livid. I don't blame them. Something happened there, and they just play on. But you focus on that, and then you miss what happened at the end of the third quarter. And that's 12 minutes away from the finish line. I don't care. It's a 10-point lead. Toppin got fouled, went to the line, missed two.
Yeah.
Siakam had a shot that could have pushed it to 12. It might have been a three, could have been 13. No. He got fouled late in the quarter, had two, missed one. So what I'm getting at, Kevin, is that they had a chance to push that lead in the into the 12, maybe 14, and I don't think that the Thunder would have just, you know, crumbled or tapped out. I think they'd have fought. But, you know, 14-point lead is a whole lot different than 7, you know? I mean, it's double the lead. And even if it's 12, just mentally it feels further away. And they weren't able to close the third strong, and it allowed that crack. And then in the blink of an eye, it's down to a 4-point game, and then 4 points late, and then Halliburton, SGA finally hit a three, only one he made the whole night, and now it's a one-possession game, and now, you know, it's there to be stolen. I'd say on balance that the bookkeeping feels about right, because I don't think the Pacers were better in game one, but they won. I don't think the Thunder were better in game four, but they won. So 2-2 feels honestly like about the right kind of ledger here more than halfway through.
Yeah, with, to me, any outcome possible here over the final three, what do you think? Final two or three.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done doubting the Pacers. Paul Cleveland, they've been really good. Well, they beat the crap out of Cleveland. Sent Milwaukee home quickly. You know, they out-battled the Knicks, and they're tied up here. So I'm not doubting them. But I've been in that building now in Oklahoma twice and will be again tonight. And they've got to win one there, either here or game 7. And I wouldn't want to stay in the habit of having to steal them late against that Thunder team, which means they're going to have to play a game where they're toe-to-toe and don't fall behind and don't have to rely on, you know, a fourth quarter where the Thunder don't make any shots at all, because that's they didn't make any threes in the fourth quarter of either of their losses, and they only had one the other night.
Yeah.
I think the Thunder, this is what I felt throughout. I just think the Thunder are the better team. Four games in, I'd say it's very fractional, but having two of the three at home, I feel like that building's going to make enough of a difference for them to get the two that they need. So I assume it's the Thunder. I don't know if it'll be, you know, Thursday or I guess Sunday.
All right, let's talk golf real quickly. And I just read your tweet, and I talked about this at the beginning of the show. I can't believe they didn't give Sam Burns some relief on 15. But before we get to that, tell everybody, you know a lot of these guys, the J.J. Spawn story. Was that a popular win yesterday?
Monster. He's such a good guy, and he's an excellent player, Kevin. He's one of these guys that was great as a junior, but then had ended up having a walk-on at San Diego State. Colt Nost, who has a podcast, very popular podcast, and of course is on CBS's broadcast. But he and I were texting late last night, and he was just so happy for JJ because he's just a really well-liked guy. And he told me in a text form a story of playing with him in Canada one year, and he said guy shot 67 and flushed it, like golf term, like hit it great all day, shot 67, and he said, I walked off, and I'm like, how do you not have, aren't you on the PGA Tour? He's like, he just didn't know how good he was. And, you know, he got a breakthrough win a couple years ago in San Antonio, and so now he's a winner, and that changes things. If you're a week-in, week-out golf watcher, you know that he hit a putt on 18 at Sawgrass that if it rolls one more time, he wins that and beats Rory. But he didn't, and he ended up losing in a playoff, and he said last night on the Golf Channel how much that experience helped him. It's very, very popular. And, yeah, I get it. He's not the star name. And it could have been anybody late on Sunday. But he stood up as tall as you can and hit those two shots on 17 and 18, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's just big, big balls. Because Oakmont is a scary place. And when it had to be done, he delivered as strong as you possibly can. So thrilled for the guy. I thought he was great on a day when being great was damn near impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I at the beginning of the show, I said this is one of those, you know, sporting events that you describe in terms of surviving and, you know, last man standing. Like, it was carnage. I actually kind of enjoy it, although the weather really made that course difficult when they came back. I know the break, he says, hurt him, helped him a lot. But God, I just saw your tweet as you were talking about NBA, and you tweeted out about Burns asking for relief on 15 when he's one over and he's got a share of the lead, and you said, I'd have been arrested. I can't believe he didn't get relief. That was a lot of water to hit at him.
It was, and because I do golf, I'm very familiar with what we call golf Twitter, and it's a tough room. I'll just put it that way. So I tweeted that, and I had a bunch of players respond to me either on Twitter or by text, like the exact same thing. There's a lot of those rules McJohnnies out there that love to say, well, actually, it's where your stance is, and the water wasn't coming up. And I'm just like, listen, man, do me a favor and shut up. Because the golf course was completely saturated, and the players that I texted with afterwards were like, it was borderline unplayable. Like, it was that wet. Adam Scott spoke afterwards. He hit that shot on 11 that just the ball flew a mile offline. It's because his club, like, hydroplaned through the water. And so, look, two rules officials came over, and in their estimation, there wasn't enough water. But I had a big-time player tell me last night, if that's a regular tour event, you don't even ask for a rules official. You just look at the guy will go, yeah, it's a 10 out of 10 relief. No questions asked. That's how much water there was. Again, two rules officials there on the ground deemed it not to be. And I thought Burns handled it incredibly well after the fact. He described what happened, and he said, that's pretty much that. Now, you know, he had to have been furious. I think anyone would have been. Because, again, the course at that point was so wet that it was not unplayable. But there were parts of it that were. And other players, Kevin, were getting relief from lies and situations that didn't appear to be nearly as wet. So that's the part that I find difficult, is it's so arbitrary. Oh, no, you get relief. Well, you don't. I don't? And, I mean, I think you kind of like officiating in any sport. Do you apply the situation? Like, if a guy's 13 over, well, yeah, you get relief. But you're plus one, I don't know. I mean, let's consider the situation, how important the weight of that next shot was. Massive. And it wasn't going to be an easy shot anyway. So, listen, the good news is Spawn does what he does late, and that changes the conversation from being entirely about how Sam Burns got screwed, in the estimation of many, to, hey, J.J. Spawn had an incredible birdie-birdie finish to win the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I mean, of course, he ends up draining the 64.5-foot putt, but Burns fell apart after that. I mean, he double bogeyed, then bogeyed, and I think he would have certainly gone to 18 with at least a chance, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
Because everybody was falling apart, except for Spahn at the end. One more on the Open. What did you make of Rory's weekend and then what he said on Saturday about some of his frustration with media?
I'm just baffled at the moment. You know, I'm baffled. I think you and I have talked a lot about this, whether it's been on the air or not. I honestly don't remember. But Rory's always been one of my very favorite players, just because I think he's an interesting man. He's a thinker. He's a reader. He's a, you know, kind of always been sort of searching just in life, right, for how do you get better? How do you just sort of become a more evolve as a human being. And I'm sincere about that. Like, he's just an impressive dude. And he's always been there for the media. And maybe he's just like, he's reached the point where he's had enough. I know he was pissed about the way the thing leaked out about his driver, considering that Scotty's driver at Quail Hollow also failed. But it turned into this whole, oh, Rory cheated at the Masters. No, I didn't. Like, this, clubs are non-conforming. It's this whole test, and I don't want to bore you or your listeners. Yeah. But I'm saying all of that to say this, like, his demeanor at the moment is so off-putting, because he just seems like he's so pissed at everybody.
Right.
And he's like, come on, he's just coming off so poorly for a guy who's always come off, I think, so well. And I don't know. It leads to people speculating something wrong in his life. Did he climb the mountain? He said afterwards, like, he climbed his Everest and now he's sort of trying to come down the mountain. I get that. I mean, but I've never done it. So I don't know if there's just a lot of kind of mental, you know, hurdles you're trying to get over to figure out, what am I doing next? What's my next mountain to climb? I have no idea. I just know that when you're like, I just want to play in 4.5 hours and get out of here, and you guys are frustrated. I mean, you know, he's earned the right to be honest, certainly. And I don't want to see him squander all this goodwill. I just wonder how he's acted since Quail Hollow, and it's been a series of events that seem very unlike him, you know, and has people wondering, like, what's the story? And I don't have any, I can't illuminate it. I just think it's been odd.
Meantime, he went out and shot, you know, with Rahm, the best round.
67, I believe, right?
Yeah, 67. To finish up. All right. Thanks for doing this. Have a good flight. I'll see you tonight, or I'll watch tonight. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
Thanks. I'll wave at you. Thanks for having me.
Scott Van Pelt, everybody, heading down to Oklahoma City for Game 5 tonight, where he will do his Sports Center following Game 5 on ESPN. That's been, honestly, that's the post game worth watching, because Legler comes on with him to kind of break down the game right when it's over. Then he'll get, you know, the star of the game from either team. And then, you know, a bunch of ESPN people follow before Legler comes back, which... Look, Legs is the best analyst there is when it comes to this. There appears to be an issue brewing with RFK. I'll explain when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.